This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Billions of people around the world learned of the passing of Pope Francis at age of 88 at 7:35 Rome time. And throughout the course of the morning, we've reached out on many levels, Bishop David Zubik of the Catholic Church. And joining us is Cardinal Dan DiNardo, who was born in Steubenville, raised in Castle Shannon, went to St. Anne Elementary School, ordained a priest in 77. And Cardinal DiNardo joins us now on KDK. Cardinal, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Well, Larry, it's been a while. You know, I've been away from Pittsburgh 27 years, but it's great to hear your voice and to speak in some ways to all the wonderful people of Pittsburgh, PA.
And obviously, you have a close connection to this region still. Even physically, you haven't been here, but you have an incredible resume. And I know in 1984, you worked in Rome as a staff member of the congregations of bishops, and you learned quite a bit about the process that goes on there.
Yes, indeed. It was a great time. I must say, not an easy time, but a great time. I was working under John Paul II, St. John Paul II, who was Pope during those years. But yes, I learned, I had studied in Rome and then worked in Rome. So when I came back to Pittsburgh, I have to say, I was delighted to have been in Rome, and I was really happy to be back in Pittsburgh in those days.
Well, Cardinal, you're going to be in Rome again soon, and why don't you walk us through what's about to take place in terms of preparing for and participating in a conclave?
Yes, Larry. Well, first of all, my own personal sadness at the death of Pope Francis. His death was a surprise, though I would say not a shock. I had seen the Pope last December, and his health looked very poor even then. So he has been gradually failing over the last months. Now with his death, I mean, there's an immediate kind of protocol. It's as though tradition and protocol help us deal with grief, maybe. And that will take place over the next few days as they prepare his body for. There will be, I'm sure, some public viewing in St. Peter's, and then the gradual preparations for the funeral. I do not know when the funeral liturgy will be, but I suspect it's within, you know, five or six days in any case. And then the cardinals, we've already been summoned to Rome, and when the see is vacant, we call it, the Pope has died, then the general congregation or meetings are run by cardinals to get things ready for the election of a new Pope. And that will take some weeks, I think, to do over a period of mourning. And then those of us who are under 80 will be secluded into the Sistine Chapel then for the for the election of a new pope.
We're with Cardinal Dan DiNardo, and I remember you fondly as the founder of Saints John and Paul Catholic Church in the Franklin Park area. It's hard to believe that's almost been 30 years, Cardinal.
Yeah, indeed. It's incredible.
That said, how would you describe this pope? You had a chance to be with him over the years. He seems to be a man of the people.
Very much. He loved, by the way, being with people. He loved meeting, especially with ordinary people. He took great delight in that, inviting all kinds of ordinary people, and especially the poor and the marginalized, even into the Vatican. That was his nature. That was the way he was as Archbishop of Buenos Aires. And he continued that in his role as the Pope, as head of the Roman Catholic Church. And that seemed to be his constant message, even in his homily sermons. Go to the margins. Make sure we are a church of the poor. Make sure the those who are seem to be disenchanted or at the edges are brought back to the center by your love and witness. That was very common in him. He also did some work on the trying to reform some aspects of the Roman Curia. And, you know, there's greater or lesser success in that, Larry. I worked in there for only 7 years, you know, and it's a couple hundreds of years old. It's very hard to reform the Roman Curia. It's just the nature of, I call it the inertia of permanence. It's just what
That's
happened.
A great line. Paul, do you have a question for Cardinal DiNardo?
Yes, I do. Cardinal, behind the scenes at a conclave, give us some idea of how a consensus begins to form.
It's interesting, Paul. In the meetings prior to going into conclave, that is when they lock the door, there's lots of discussions go on. But, you know, once you get into the conclave, it's a series of votings every day accompanied by prayer and reflection. And it will be disappointing to some to know there isn't a whole lot of politicking that goes on then. A consensus emerges by the kinds of votes that are taken. And frequently there are popes who were considered cardinals who are considered papabile, you know, who are one of the ones you should look at. And sometimes those names figure, but sometimes a surprise emerges. So I have to say, Paul, there is no one conclave that's the same as any other by the nature of what happens there.
Well, it is a sad day, yet he brought so much joy and love and hope for people. And we appreciate you taking time for us here in Pittsburgh, Cardinal DiNardo.
Well, thank you, Larry, and my best to all, particularly the Catholics, to all in Pittsburgh. It's a great area, marvelous place.
We miss you. Come see us.
Okay, Larry, thanks.
After you're done with that other important thing you're going to be doing in the Sistine Chapel, safe travels and God bless.
Thank you, Larry. God bless.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.